And so when did you start working with Jeff?
1958 started with him, because the Earl Ross McKenzie rang me. He, the grapevine, it's quite a good grapevine within the bird club, and somebody had said that I was recording birds away in those early days. I started recording birds about 1947 when I got my first gear, but so he suggested I contact Jeff Moon. So I rang Jeff and he said, oh yeah, come up, yeah, that's the Earl Jeff. So I finished up his plane the weekend. He was involved with a whole lot of cars he had to look after at that stage. So he said, oh, we'll do the rounds first and then we'll be able to get down to Parker. So he resuscitated all his cattle. It was farming stuff. He was the veterinarian for the Rodney Dairy Company, which is, of course, non-existing now.
Yeah.
It's long since it's some other thing. But it was mainly farm animals, of course, by the nature of his job.
Yeah.
So we cleaned up all the work and then we leapt in his old Land Rover and roared down to the beach.
Oh, okay. So where was he?
He was in Warkworth.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't too far.
So you went out to Parkery.
We went to Parkery.
Yeah.
And he showed me the ferry term, showed me all. I'd never seen them using dossels before. He showed me the using a dossel. Awesome, huh?
So how come you hadn't seen them before? Were they in low numbers or just not?
I probably had seen them, but not in en masse like they were in those days in Parkery.
Yeah.
The whole of the Parkery River, all along there, you know, when you go up to this New Maori House, it's just amazing numbers.
And
he showed me, of course, the ferry turns.
Yeah, and how many ferry turns were there then?
Oh, well, we found two nests within about 100 metres of each other. There were a lot of ferry turns, because the whole of that strip of sandhills going right the way up to Tiarai were sandhills.
Yeah.
There were no pine trees.
That's right.
And then, of course, and there was a huge mixed colony of blackback gulls and then the Caspian terns right at the, well, you know where the road goes through from the lake, from that little lake,
yep,
onto the beach. Well, you can get through the forest there. I don't know where they keep the gate locked.
Yeah.
But there was nothing like that. So it was a long stretch. And there were ferry terns up at Tiarai at that stage.
Yeah.
I don't know how many there were. Can't remember the numbers now.
Yeah.
But there were a lot around Parkery. I mean, around the river mouth and right each way, there were a lot of ferry turns.
Right.
And you'd see, it was quite common to see, you know, one pier here and then go down a couple of hundred yards. There was another pier and everything. A lot. And we set up the hides. And he set one, I set the other. First, he told me all about hides. And this was a real learning curve for me.